Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Swanee Swanhart is dancing, I believe, as I speak. Good morning, or good afternoon, rather. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. I'm actually sitting, and I've done all my dancing this morning already, so I'm ready for this chat.
Do you dance every day?
I do not. Occasionally, my girlfriend will get me to dance with her, but no. I've hung up those shoes for now.
Yeah, but boy, did you have those dancing shoes, and in fact, it kind of all began in Chicago. I want to talk about that in a second, but first of all, I want to talk about why you're here. There's a show coming to town called Savor After Hours, and so many of those stars that you know, you love, you watch on Dancing with the Stars, they're going to be right here at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place July 9th through August 18th, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And we have a cast of about 10. As you mentioned, some Dancing with the Stars stars. We have Allie Meixner as our host. She hails out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, out of Marysville. And then we've got our Dancing with the Stars stars, who are Max, who you probably know, Val, Jenna, Pasha, Artem, and Daniela. So they'll be rotating in and out of the shows. We're bringing a little Hollywood to Chicago this summer.
So what will the show be like? Will it be like a live version? There you are in the audience of Dancing with the Stars. Is there a story that is going to be told? What will it be?
Yeah, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. So what I tell people is, like, you're going to get a different taste of these Dancing with the Stars pros from what you see on TV. It is ballroom. You'll get that kind of classic ballroom dance in it, but really they're doing a lot of other stuff. They're doing contemporary work. They're doing jazz and jazz funk in the show. We have some hip hop in the show. This is a show that basically uses wine, a glass of wine or a bottle of wine, metaphorically speaking, to take you through a show about savoring the moments of your life. So whether you come in and sit down with a glass of wine, you can order a glass of wine before you sit down, and we sort of use that metaphorically to tell our story. So yes, it does have a beginning and middle and an end.
So when you go see this show, and they do, I assume, sell wine. I think they do. I've been there before. Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. So in the lobby before the show, you must have a glass of wine in your hand, is what you're saying?
I like to say you must, but you don't have to have a glass of wine. But I would suggest a glass of wine. Our performers will have glasses of wine in their hand during the show. So I won't let you in on the secret if that's actual wine or not. Normally there is some actual wine flowing on stage.
Wow. And they're going to actually stay on the stage and not fly off the stage. That's amazing. So I'm curious about something. Yeah. So with a show like this, when you have such, I mean, you're talking about Val and Max and all the other names you named that we all know. I mean, isn't this amazing? We know them by first name, in part because their last names are so hard to pronounce. But still, we know them by first name, which says something about Dancing with the Stars, says something about their personality, going beyond the dancing. But I'm curious,
sure.
These are seasoned dancers. Who choreographs a show like this?
Yeah, so basically, I come in and I've written the show, produced and directed, and then I stage it. You're going to come from stage left, you're going to come from stage right, and you're going to meet center. But who's really putting those steps together is a fantastic choreographer by the name of Casey Money. He's choreographed almost all of my tours, I would say. And then he works very closely with the stars themselves because they have incredible, I mean, these are some of the best dancers in the world. If you can name another dancer, you're talking about Baryshnikov. You kind of have these sort of big names. And like you said, Max and Val, you know who they are. You know now who Daniela and Artem and Pasha are from Dance with the Stars. So
right. You
work kind of closely hand in hand with them to bring up the choreography also.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that being literally some of the best at what they do on the planet, that they have input as well. Is that the case or not really?
Absolutely. Like, I there's many times we look at them and say, hey, we need 4/8 over here. Give us something. And they bang it out. And then we really sculpt it. And Casey can really sculpt it and sculpt that. But, yeah, they're heavily involved in actually some of the choreography and staging.
All right. So that is coming to town. It'll be opening July 9th through August 18th. It'll be here a while. So we'll talk about that more down the road. But it's interesting that you're on WGN Radio because you kind of grew up here listening to WGN Radio yourself.
I did. Yeah, I actually grew up outside of Pittsburgh, and then I went to school and then made my move to Chicago really to get my dance training. So I came there. I lived in Chicago close to 7 years. I went through 4 or 5 companies there. I started with James Kelly Choreography Project, moved to River North Dance Company, which was under Sherry Zunker Dow and Frank Chavez. And then I got to go over and dance with Deeply Rooted Dance Chicago. That was with Kevin Ayega and Gary Abbott, which I got some amazing training. And then I made my move to Hubbard Street Dance Chicago under Lou Conti, and then ended up being with Jim Vincent there until I left Chicago. But I got all my training where Saber, I feel, is heavily, heavily influenced by my time there in Chicago.
So you were a professional dancer in Chicago. You listened to WGN, which I'm sure made your dancing better. And then...
Of course it did. Heavily influenced me in my dance career.
I would think so. And then you move on and you become, at some point, a producer. And all of these TV shows we've seen, and don't know that you're behind it necessarily, and live shows that have toured all over the country, you've had your hand in, which is pretty incredible. Because the question is, oftentimes, if you're a dancer, you have, in theory, although the Dancing with the Stars dancers are, they're amazing athletes, actually. They keep going and going and going. But you said, you know what, at some point, I want to do something else, or at least apparently that's what you said.
Yeah, I think, I have a nice resume. I have a lot of highlights. There are a lot of lowlights in there. I think this profession is 90% failure. It just is. You're constantly pitching things and trying to get things made, and they don't get made, and they fall away. So, 10% of what I've tried to do has gotten out there. As you mentioned, I'm behind a show like Little Big Shots. Was one of my shows with, it was originally Steve Harvey, then went on with Melissa McCarthy and did World's Best. And then I also do things where I take IP property, take television shows, and then bring them to the stage. Things like Masked Singer Live on Stage and Bachelor Live on Stage, America's Got Talent, going out and touring with Simone Biles coming up this fall. We've already done one tour with her, and then we're taking all the male gymnast and the female Olympic team and taking them out on the road across arenas to do shows with them. So I feel really, really blessed. I just knew there was a time, really it was out of necessity, I became a producer because I was trying to get work as a choreographer and writer, and nobody was hiring me. So I was like, I'm going to make my own shows, and I'm going to hire myself. And that's kind of how I got my start. So I feel very, very lucky.
I'm thinking this might be the stupidest question you've ever been asked. So when the awards come out for that, please think of me. So here's the question. Is there a huge difference between what Simone Biles does and other gymnasts, and it's been on television, actually, because they're all going to Paris, our women's gymnastics team, and that's been televised. Is there a huge difference between what they do and what the dancers will be doing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place?
It's not a dumb question. Yes. I mean, there is a difference. They're all amazing athletes at what they do. And for Simone's tour, we are adding in dance. Like, what you're seeing now at the Olympic trials, which is, going on right now.
Sure.
For me, it's sterile, right? They're really showing their skills. So it's kind of sterile, right? They come up, they get up there, they do their thing, and then they're off and they're judged. We, are going to take them out. I'm going to take them out, and it's more of a pop concert feel. It's like, things from Taylor Swift music to Beyonce's music to Coldplay's music, and it's more of a rock concert. It's we take what they do and really make it a spectacle and make it entertainment that has some heart. There's a lot of similarities that happen there that are going to happen with Sabre, which is like you're seeing incredible athleticism that is being sculpted in a way to tell stories and move you in some way. You'll come to our show and you will laugh. You will absolutely cry. You'll feel closer to the people that are around you and the people that you didn't know and the person that you maybe brought. And I feel like I try to bring that on each show. So there are some similarities there.
You know, you're too young, likely, to remember Mary Lou Retton. But at one point in time, she was considered America's sweetheart, a gymnast who won gold medals. I think Simone Biles kind of is that now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do remember Mary Lou Retton. And I think what's different about Simone is that you really see this human side of her. You know, she goes up, she literally, her anxiety stopped her. Her worry stopped her from being her best in that moment, right? And how many of us, I mean, I deal with anxiety every day that stops me in some other way. So I do think Simone right now, and I also think it's just America loves a comeback story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the ultimate comeback story. On the biggest stage in the world, she froze. She absolutely froze. And now she's coming back again, and she's better than ever, right? I think she has a real chance here. I think our last tour, we went out and really inspired a lot of young kids, and I think a lot of new kids and adults that are kids at heart can come out and be inspired by her this fall.
Well, you'll be in town, I suspect, for a little while. Maybe we'll have you up here live on the radio at some point. Broadway Playhouse is where it's at. It's a part of it is part of Broadway in Chicago at Water Tower Place, July 9th through August 18th. The show is, again, Sabre After Hours with all of those folks from Dancing with the Stars.